From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those mid swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauley on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
And a happy Thursday to you. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauley tonight on the Sports Open Line. We've got a very short show. NFL football coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we'll jump right into things because I have an important initiative I want to get out there, I want to let you know about, and that is a special charity women's basketball game coming up Tuesday at SIUE. St. Louis University is going to be across the river to play at SIUE, a very special charity exhibition game. It comes up earlier on the calendar because of that. The NCAA obviously has to give the okay on that, but I caught up with the Cougars head women's basketball coach, Samantha Quigley-Smith, earlier today to talk to her about this initiative and ask her just really where the whole idea kind of came from.
Yeah, it's actually their idea to start with. You know, in July in recruiting, we had talked a little bit about it while we were sitting watching games together, Coach Sillette. So, you know, more than anything, we really wanted to help an organization in our area and trying to contribute in some way, but something close to home. And so for us, you know, redefining independence, and then the Raised Cafe that they run through our YMCA as well as Edwardsville High School, just being able to help an organization that really needed it in our area. Individuals with disabilities is really their focus and trying to help those people. And so for us as a coaching staff as well as SLU, you know, we really wanted to do something special for them.
Since you've been in Edwardsville, that's been a focus of yours to have your team in the community. And it's not always grand gestures. It's sometimes very small. It's just things that need to be done. You've always kind of had that as a focus.
Yeah, certainly. And I think that is what our job is about. It's about helping others. It's about serving others. And we say this to our players all the time, you know, when we're doing a community service or we're going to an event where we're showcasing SIUE, you know, so much of it is about the care for someone else. And so when you see the little girl at the game that is like has a KK Rodriguez sign and remembers her from camp or from the Fresh Market in downtown Edwardsville, you know that that really mattered. And so for us as a staff, as well as our players, they really understand that caring for other people, showing your care for other people, and majority of the time, it's our time. It's not, you know, we're not having to do any manual labor or like anything crazy. It's literally just your time. And so using that time to help others can not only, you know, obviously for us, make us feel like we're contributing, but it can help them, you know, further in life and make things better for them. So this is a great example of that.
When you look at this game from a basketball standpoint, you're facing the WNIT champion from a season ago. So it's also a very good test for your team at this point.
Yeah, certainly. And it was really cool because that WNIT championship was in our arena at SIUE last year. You know, there were some arena back and forth with Minnesota and St. Louis, and they ended up landing at a neutral place in our arena, which was really cool to have that here. And so being able to play a really great program that's building like we are, mm-hmm. And getting themselves to a place of wanting to win their league and go to the NCAA tournament, you know, I would say that we're in a similar position. You know, obviously they've won a championship in the last year, so we want to get to a place that they're at. But we're both building. As head coach and coaching staff, we're trying to take our programs to another level. And so getting to play this crosstown rival is fun. You know, they've got some local players. We've got some local players. I'm sure a lot of these players played against each other in AAU and high school basketball. So being able to face off and to play against each other in this exhibition where it's kind of a preseason game. So, you know, you get to get a lot of different lineups in and you get to play a lot of different people and kind of test things out for yourself as a program and as a staff and see what combinations work well together. And so it's early enough that we get some early basketball in October that I think people are always like itching for, like, when is the basketball season going to start? You know, the baseball MLB will be over and WNBA will be over. And now where's college basketball? And so to get an early game like this will be really fun.
SIUE women's basketball head coach Samantha Quigley-Smith with us. When you talk about St. Louis and you talk about obviously a program that is building and Coach Tillett, what she's putting together, obviously this is a group, her staff, your staff, you, that you see probably recruiting trails. You're probably at the same events all the time. How does that play out and what kind of relationship do you have with that staff?
Yeah, it's a really good one. You know, I would say even their assistant coaches, very familiar with them, some from the Chicagoland area that I'm familiar with. So just to be able to see them, to work with them, to be able to put this game together. And we recruit some of the same players sometimes. So, like, I think that's another part of it. Like, you have this recruiting connection. You have this local players that are on your roster, and getting them a game that's right close to home where their families, you know, their friends, their fans, the supporters can all come and watch is a really amazing experience to have. And so just to get those players playing against each other again when they probably thought that they were done doing all of that in the AAU scene. And now we're bringing it back home. So
tell me about the state of women's basketball and women's sports in general. Obviously, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese maybe are the face of this, but there has clearly been a turning point and eyes are on women's sports and women's basketball in particular, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just been phenomenal, you know, and I have said this a few times, like, I know we won 5 games last year and, like, you know, we didn't have the success we wanted, but we're going to be a different type of team this year and a different type of basketball, brand of basketball. So it's really exciting just to see the buzz around nationally, what women's basketball has been doing and how it's taken off. You know, the USA team winning the gold over the summertime, like, we couldn't get enough of women's basketball. And now the WNBA finals are happening, and it's like, you got a Nafisa Collier that's from Incarnate. Yeah, that's from Incarnate Word, that's from St. Louis here. And we've got, you know, the New York Liberty with Brianna Stewart. My sister-in-law's on that team. So being able to, like, see all of these women compete, you know, and last night after the game, I had mentioned this, you know, that Scott Van Pelt was on, and he was, you know, this was after the game, he had an interview with Brianna Stewart, and he said, like, where women's basketball is right now and how entertaining it is. Like, if you're not watching, you are really missing out. And so just so exciting to come out to a game. Obviously, we have this new Eddyville that started last year that is so exciting and entertaining for families, for people to come out and watch. You know, you can grab a beer, you can watch the game, you can sit from up above and have a great view. So come on over, because I think it's going to be a great experience.
Women's basketball head coach Samantha Quigley-Smith over at SIUE. That game is on Tuesday night. It's a 6 o'clock game. St. Louis University, SIUE. The proceeds go to charity. Tickets are easy to get. SIUECougars.com/tickets. Hope to see you out there on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, St. Louis and SIUE. A little bit more to do here on the shortened version of Sports Open Line. We're coming back with Brian Kennedy of Camo V4. He'll join us on the other side of the break here on Camo X. Joe Pott back in on our shortened edition of the Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on Camo X. And we'll keep things going, keep things moving quickly here, as I'm happy to be joined by Brian Kennedy of First Alert for Camo V, also of Matrix Midwest. Brian, I appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
No problem. Thanks for chatting with me. I'm doing well. Perfect weather, man. I love the fall weather. So it is nice.
It's
doing better.
It's nice to finally have it feel like it's a little bit more consistent. I mentioned Matrix Midwest, and I don't know that all fans know about this, and I hope that they do, and I want to let them know about this, because you guys are putting together some fantastic Mizzou football coverage, and folks can find this without a streaming package or a cable package, right?
Yeah, man. So it's pretty cool. What we're doing is creating a sports only station in St. Louis. So it's pretty cool. It's kind of really the first of its kind as far as on TV. So right now, it's over the air channel 32, 186 Spectrum Charter, and also the Mizzou pregame and postgame show. So an hour before leading up to kickoff. So this weekend kickoff is at 11. So we'll be on from 10 to 11. And then we're on 30 minutes right after the game as well. And once again, if you're a Mizzou fan, you can just, if you download our app, go to live news, you can catch it on there, man. It's been great, and it's still growing. We're doing something with Missouri Valley Conference as well. That's going to be kicking off soon, and it's only going to grow. Needless to say, they're excited about it. And obviously, as a sports crew, we're excited about it too.
Yeah, totally cool. And like you said, an hour before the game, you're talking about Mizzou football. This is a completely local driven pregame show, and I think that's what's cool about it. And you guys are there. I know that it's, whether it's you or Tamar or Jacob, you guys are on the road too with the team.
Yeah, man. A couple weeks ago, I got to take my first trip to College Station in Texas A&M. Now, Mizzou fans likely want to forget that game, but it was a pretty cool experience. I'd never been. So I was excited to go, but yeah, so Jacob will be there this Saturday. He's going to be there for homecoming. Tomorrow was in UMass. I joked with her. I got to go to College Station with 100,000 fans, and she went to Amherst with like barely 18,000. But she's going to Tuscaloosa in a couple weeks, so she's gonna get her chance. But yeah, man, it's been a blast, and since the partnership with Mizzou, we get a one-on-one with Eli Drinkwitz every week. Also, I was up there earlier this week doing a one-on-one. Had a chance to sit down with Joseph Charleston. He's one of the safeties. He's been there for several years now. So it's getting access that, you know, as a fan, you want to see, and all you have to do is pull up your app. Post game, we'll have a live, you know, usually we'll grab a player right off the field. And also we'll have Coach Drinkwitz's press conference live and a live reaction. It's pretty cool. We have Justin Gage. He's our in-studio analyst. So that's pretty cool. You know, he's a St. Louis area guy, coaches at CBC. He's in the Mizzou Hall of Fame. He had his jacket on a couple weeks ago. He was kind of showing that off, but yeah, man, it's a great show. It's pretty cool. And, if you're a fan, it's something you don't want to miss for sure.
Brian Kennedy with us here on KMOX here tonight. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauly. Let's talk about homecoming a little bit with Auburn coming to town and Mizzou, I think, still hoping and needing a bit of a bounce back, certainly within SEC play. They put the whooping on UMass. I think everybody expected that they would. What do you see coming from this game against Auburn, who comes in at 2-4 overall?
I think Mizzou just needs to come out and make a statement, right? You know, we were talking, you know, I had a chance to sit down with Joseph Charleston. Charleston was here for that 6-7 season a couple of seasons ago. He was here last year for the Cotton Bowl, and now he's back again. And the guys are essentially chomping at the bit to play another opponent that they can prove that they are who they are, right? You know, you come out, you beat UMass, okay, congrats. But as we know, no offense to those folks in Amherst, sure, but it's UMass, right? It's the game you're supposed to win. And the one thing that Mizzou has done this season up until Texas A&M was beat the teams they were supposed to beat. Their first real test, unfortunately, was on the road at one of the, top five stadiums in America at Texas A&M. So I think this weekend they need to beat Auburn and they need to control the whole game. I think the thing that scares you about Auburn is a lot of the games they played in, they've been in them, right? They've only lost by a couple touchdowns. They've gotten smoked, I think, a time or two. But what scares you is really in the SEC, if you look at it, man, anybody can beat you, right? I mean, I'm from Kentucky, so when we beat Ole Miss a few weeks ago, I didn't think we could do it, and I was pretty pumped about that. Alabama beat Georgia. So, you know, I think if you're an SEC team, you cannot take anybody lightly. Auburn's 2-4, winless in the SEC, but you can't sleepwalk into that game. You know, even the players admit against Texas A&M, they weren't up for that game. I remember I was on the field. They ran out right. The Texas A&M team ran out right by me. I looked like they could run through a wall. They were hyped. They were excited for the opportunity. The Mizzou team ran past me. You could tell something wasn't quite there. And if you saw from the first kickoff, something was not there. It's almost like they didn't make the trip. So this is a great opportunity. They need to come out and handle Auburn from the opening kickoff and get this win. And then things get much, 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 much harder. So they need this win badly.
And, Brian, you mentioned it that you know, you never know what can happen in the SEC. You know, we've already seen Vanderbilt knock off Alabama. We saw Tennessee lose a couple of weeks ago. But the thing that also does is open the door, and it means that loss to Texas A&M is not a death sentence on this season for the Tigers.
Right. I mean, you have, you know, Texas still has to play, Georgia, I do believe. Mizzou has to play Alabama. Tennessee still has hard games on the schedule. I mean, you could have a lot of SEC teams with two losses, right?
Right.
Like it's completely believable, and I don't honestly think some of those top teams will have two losses. You may have, Bama and Georgia up there, but Bama's already got one, right? Georgia's got one.
Yeah, correct.
And they could easily get knocked off by somebody. So I think you're going to see a lot of – I mean, who in the heck knows who's going to end up in Atlanta for that SEC title game? I mean, could it be Texas? But, you know, they're about to go through a gauntlet. I think that's the one thing that's on Mizzou's side is you have that a little bit of leeway to where you can lose a game, maybe a game or two. But if you remember last year, that Kansas State game, that, you know, that big game-winning field goal, that spurred them
for the rest of the season,
right? It was a turning point.
That's right.
They went positive. So the question is, ignoring the UMass game, what is that Texas A&M game for you? Is that something that creates a downturn, or is it something that lifts you up for the rest of the season?
No question about it. Brian, I know it's been a short visit, but it's a short show, and so I have to say goodbye, but you and I know we'll do this again, and I appreciate you talking some Tigers with us tonight.
Absolutely. Always happy to do it, man. Let me know if you need me again.
Fun to catch up. That's Brian Kennedy again. First Alert 4, but also Matrix Midwest. It's at B Kennedy TV on X. You can follow him. Always good to catch up with him. We have to wrap things up, but I want to give you a little bit of a reminder of better days. This happened 19 years ago tonight.
Burke deep out in left center. Tavares pulled over into a right center. Lane pacing in his right field position. Albert digs back in. Open stance, deep in the box. Bends at the knee. Holds it down on the end. League is ready. The two on and two out. The 0-1 pitch. It's coming. Swing and a long one. There it is, baby. The Cardinals take the lead as Albert Pujols comes through in the pit. And the Redbirds lead this, baby, 5-4. What'd I tell you, folks? David Eckstein, the man. This could be a crushing blow to the Houston club. Albert Pujols, you talk about a most valuable player. How is that, baby? Woo! That thing left the ballpark in a hurry. A three-run home run, and the Cardinals lead 5-4.
The great Mike Shannon, 19 years ago tonight. That was the 2005 NLCS, and that, of course, the Albert Pujols home run against Brad Lidge. Now, the Astros would go on to win that series. They lost the World Series to the Chicago White Sox. But again, reminder of better days in Cardinal Nation. Baseball going on right now. In fact, we're about to have two games going on, but right at this very minute, it is the AL with the Guardians up on the Yankees 3-1. Bottom of the seventh inning there. Big thanks to Brian Kennedy for joining us. Good to catch up with Samantha Quigley-Smith at SIUE. Again, that game is Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauley. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Total Information AM. Right now, it's NFL football, the Broncos and the Saints on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.